Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
This is a presentation that I recorded during my meeting with Square and Crystal Dynamics about the Avengers. The Avengers game that's coming out. It's going to be available for Stadia, PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4. So make sure to get ready for that. But this presentation is awesome because it breaks down. It gives you more information about the game. So I'm going to play it here and enjoy.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Thank you guys for taking time out of your Comic-Con schedule to come join us. This is a reminder. I'm Scott Amos, the head of studio at Crystal Dynamics. We're very excited to show you a lot more depth and detail about our game than we've shown before. We hope you enjoyed the demo. Kind of a good way to get started. All right. So, what we're going to talk about today, kind of the four key pillars of this game for us. We're going to talk about what it means to play an original Avengers story and what the facets of that are. We're going to go through how you play this game, solo or online, a total of four friends in co-op mode. We're going to talk about how you customize your Avengers so you can actually play your way. And we're going to bring it all together in what we call Embrace Your Powers, what this means to us, and I think as you walk through this with me, you'll see what we're talking about. So moving on, we're going to talk about this collaboration between Marvel and Crystal Dynamics and what it means to us. And the simplest way we can think of it is authenticity and originality. Marvel's 80 years of history making this stuff. It's crazy. They have over 9,000 different heroes making Avengers for such a long time. But they know these heroes better than anybody else. They know the fans better than anybody else. People in these last 10 years particularly didn't know what the hell a Hulk was or an Iron Man was. Now we're wearing their clothes. We had a guy yesterday wearing Tony Stark sunglasses. So I mean, it's one of those things that they know exactly what this means to be authentic in this world. But even beyond that, originality. From the beginning of our collaboration with them, it was always about what can we do to take these amazing, iconic heroes and then do something through our crystal lens, like we did when we reimagined Lara Croft back in 2013. We've been the caretakers for that franchise for a while, but then said, let's rebuild it, let's reinvent it, and had some of the same speed bumps. People were like, this isn't my Lara Croft, but as we breadcrumbed them through it, they're like, this is now my Lara Croft. And I think that's exactly one of those immediate connections we had at the beginning of this partnership and collaboration with Marvel. So we're very excited to see and show the stuff we can both pay homage to from 80 years, but also invent new looks, new designs, and new characters. What you just played in there was actually the tutorial. It's the beginning of our game. This is where you get a chance to have the feel for those core five heroes. How they move, how they fight, some of their special powers. But that's also what we call that cinematic combat experience. It's very much a tutorial. It gets you into the game, kind of an onboarding for everybody at that moment called A-Day. But as you can see, things didn't go quite as planned at A-Day. We actually resolved with the destruction of the new helicarrier and much of San Francisco. But that is not the end of the story. That's just the beginning. After that Golden Gate Bridge level is when the world really opens up, and we move away from all those tutorials and all those quick time events. We actually start having these much more expansive spaces with tons more choices, lots more enemies, lots more difficulty. The idea of saying we have to reassemble and rebuild and then customize these heroes is a real deal. It's a matter of you have to take these heroes from the broken state they become into what they need to be in this time of peril. Your roster of heroes has to be built up in order to defeat the greatest threat that Earth has ever faced. Following the events of A-Day, the Avengers disbanded. In their absence, a new organization has risen up to take their place. A group called Advanced Idea Mechanics, otherwise known as AIM. Any comic book junkies might know who that is. AIM believes in science over superheroes. They believe that science will save the world. And 5 years after A-Day, the world is a very different place, where superheroes have now been outlawed and replaced by AIM's advanced synthoid AI. AIM wants to redefine all of mankind's future through logic, through reason, through science. They actually look at it to the point that they've mobilized a synthoid AI army to protect the rest of us from superpowered individuals. you can kind of see how that might end up butting heads with some of our superheroes. This force includes our versions of our classic interpretations of AIM characters like the Keepers, or their version of Synthoids, or even some cool suits like the Monotronic Exosuit. Because you have to have these mad scientists, but you have to have them powered up so they can take on superheroes and have gear that can help them do that. If left unchecked, AIM's pursuit of this technocratic utopia could actually unleash the greatest threat that Earth has ever seen, which is where we come in. Because as the players, it's our job to go find our heroes, rebuild them in time to stop what AIM is up to. And this is just one facet. We talk about playing an original Avengers story, being able to unravel this conspiracy, the secrets, the dark corners behind AIM of what's going on. But we also want to talk about these heroes through the crystal lens, our interpretation of who these characters are, our vision of Earth's mightiest heroes. Like Hulk. Looking at Bruce Banner, he questions whether the Avengers are actually superheroes or just vigilantes. He blames himself for the events at A-Day and the things that happened, to the point he eventually loses the will to even transform back into Banner, putting himself in a self-imposed kind of purgatory. You can see where that story could go. You'll play as Tony Stark, now withdrawn from the world, lost his fortune, lost his tech, lost all of his toys, clearly needs a haircut. This guy used to have all the answers, and now he has none. We talk about Black Widow, and even though you just played her, you saved those civilians in the Golden Gate Bridge, she wasn't there when Cap needed her the most. So she, racked with guilt, withdraws from the world back to her lone wolf life as a spy. Thor feels like he let everybody down. He's supposed to be the god of thunder, and he couldn't stop the events from happening. So he actually feels unworthy of Mjolnir, leaves it behind, and enters a much more humble life and servitude for the people of Midgard. And as you saw, Cap does what Cap does best. He sacrificed himself for the greater good, literally going down with the Helicarrier. But his absence, while felt throughout the entire story, he may be gone, but he certainly is not forgotten. This story is special not just because it's superheroes saving the world. We've seen that, we've played that, we've done that, that's awesome. This is us saving the superheroes. This is us getting to the humanity behind these heroes and having to rebuild them individually, then reassemble them as that team, then customize them to get to the point where they can take on these threats that are greater than any one individual. And for you guys, something we're very incredibly excited to reveal is our sixth playable hero. You guys ready?
Hi, everyone. I'm Hannah McLeod. I'm a narrative designer at Crystal Dynamics, and I'm one of the writers on Marvel's Avengers. Woo! So, Kamala Khan. Kamala Khan is a newer addition to the Marvel Universe. She only debuted in 2013 in Captain Marvel number 14 before going on to get her own solo Miss Marvel series in 2014. She was co-created by Marvel editors Sana Amanat and Steve Wacker, writer G. Willow Wilson, and artist Adrian Alfana. In our game, Kamala is one of six playable heroes, but she's also our game's protagonist. She's who you'll experience our original Avengers story through the eyes of. You'll see it through her perspective. First, you'll encounter her on A-Day, when she's exposed to the mysterious Terrigen Mist that gives her her extraordinary polymorphic powers. 5 years later, superheroes are outlawed, the world is in peril, and Kamala's been hiding those powers until she unlocks a conspiracy that sets her on the quest to become the hero she was always destined to be. Kamala's a fangirl. She loves superheroes, and the Avengers in particular. But it's that love that put her at the A-Day disaster where she gets her powers, the moment when the world decided that unchecked superheroes are too dangerous to exist. But as you saw, Kamala believes the Avengers were framed, and she will stop at nothing to prove that people with powers deserve a place in this world, including her. Speaking of those polymorph powers, Kamala's powers are all about stretching and morphing her body into crazy shapes. She can also grow to amazing heights, or as she likes to call it, in bacon! These powers introduce a dramatic new element to our game and make our combat and exploration feel very unique. And before you ask, Kamala still writes fan fiction. She still knows everything there is to know about the Avengers. And yes, Captain Marvel is still her favorite. That is something she and our players will have in common. They love these heroes. It's also what makes AIM a pretty great villain for her. AIM believes the world would be better off without superheroes. Kamala just might disagree. In fact, she disagrees so strongly that Kamala plays an essential role in getting the disbanded Avengers back together. As you add those heroes back into your roster and master their unique abilities, you're also helping to restore the Avengers' legendary reputation. Now, that is just a tiny bit about what playing our original Avengers story will be like, and now we're going to talk about how you'll play.
Nice. It's her second day presenting ever. Isn't she a natural? Isn't that awesome? It's a great job, man. All right, so Marvel's Avengers. It's an adventure spanning the entire globe. Using a reclaimed helicarrier as your base of operations, you'll launch single-player and co-op missions into the hotspots that happen around the world from what we call the War Table, which is what you're seeing here. Now, when you open the War Table, you'll see two main mission types, Hero Missions and Warzone Missions. I'm going to walk you through both of those now. Hero missions are the single-player missions, like the GGB mission, the Golden Gate Bridge mission you just played, where they showcase a specific hero or set of heroes in a crafted, beautiful level that's designed to tell a specific story with those heroes. This is where you advance what you traditionally think of as the campaign. As you play hero missions, you unlock more Warzone missions and more hero missions. Over the course of the story, this is where you will go and collect that roster of heroes that you're reassembling. Once they've rejoined you, you open up more missions that give you dedicated playtime to explore each of those individual heroes and their stories as well. Hero missions give us great opportunities to design levels specific to the different heroes. Like, if it's an Iron Man level, wouldn't you be able to fly around blasting things and have a nice expansive area to do that in? Or if it's a Hulk level, we're going to give you tons of shit to smash, because at the end of the day, that's what you want, right? So for us, I think this is going to be a fun place for people to explore each of these heroes and either fall in love with them for the first time or all over again. Now let's talk about Warzone missions. Warzone missions can be played with any hero in your roster at any time. You can play these single player or two, three, or four player. This is how you play co-op. Same interface, the War Table. The difference being Warzone missions are the ones you can go and play with anybody, up to four friends, where the hero missions are that campaign that we've crafted specifically for single player. These are also spread around the globe, with expansive areas to explore, gear, resources to go find, new enemies to battle, secrets to uncover, and a wide variety of different types of objectives and activities in these war zones. But they also unlock narrative content, because one of the secret sauces for Marvel is stories. It's not just places to go and kill stuff, that's fun, but everything we do has a reason. There's stories and depth in all of these missions, from the campaign story to the individual war zones you can explore. The more you play of both hero missions and war zone missions, the more stuff opens on your war table. So you're actually giving yourself more things to do as you keep playing. All the missions drive the narrative forward in some way, and all the progress for your heroes is shared seamlessly across them. So as long as you're playing your heroes and leveling them up, that goes with you, whether it's a hero mission or a war zone mission. This blend of story-driven single player and online co-op, we think, is the best of both worlds. It's a quick summary, because I know it's a lot to take in. We've only had about 5,000 questions about how you play this game, so we make sure you guys get this. Hero missions, single player only, showcasing specific hero or set of heroes, the traditional campaign. Warzone missions, where you can play them single player or two, three, or four player co-op online. This is, again, how you would actually launch into co-op. Both of them expand the narrative of the story in the world. Both of them actually unlock more missions the more of them that you play. So, this war table you've seen in my background a few slides, this is probably a couple hours after the A-Day event, after the Golden Gate Bridge level you just played. You can imagine what the war table will look like several hours in, or even more, after you've played quite a bit, how this starts populating. One of the things to recognize is this is just one region. If you zoomed out, you'd see all of North America. If you zoomed out again, you'd see the entire globe, where there are other regions that you could go zoom into, where there's other hotspots that unlock as the narrative and story progresses. Zooming back into this one, a couple things you'll notice is this kind of blue logo with an A in the middle of it. Those are your hero missions. You will always know what a hero mission is and what ones are available. That is where you will chase the campaign as you want to go through that story. All these other icons are war zones, and they all have slightly different meaning. We're not going to go into the details, but the different icons give you a hint as a player. You'll get used to what type of mission am I going on. Am I hunting a specific type of tech? Am I going after a cool outfit? Is there some story beat? For example, a Black Widow icon probably has something to do with a Black Widow story arc that you can go and play. So the idea that everybody has a unified interface, that they can see this stuff, and this is how they can join in either co-op or decide how they want to play that night, chase down narrative, chase down some cool gear or resources, how you want to play becomes a very self-evident way to invest your time. And again, this is just a first look. There's been a few questions since E3, like, how do we do this? But getting it clear so we can say, nope, there's a way to do this, that you can figure out how and where you want to go. But we also want to talk about customizing these heroes. So now that we got a sense of how to play single player or co-op, let's talk about customizing and start with outfits. Here are several of Iron Man's cool suits. Certainly fun to show off. One of our favorites is Original Sin. We also have Black Widow's classic outfit, King Thor, Joe Fixit, one of my personal favorites, Cap's classic scaled outfit. We're going to focus on Joe Fixit because I like Joe Fixit. Can't imagine why. Giant purple pinstripe and a fedora. Come on, man. Forget about it. We have over 80 years of Marvel history to draw from for all these outfits that we're making for these characters. But again, back to that first slide, originality. We can also make our own. We can also listen to fans and players say, I want this, I want that. So we have just huge opportunities to go and invest so you can customize the way your character looks and your entire team looks. One of those important things for us is that these are only cosmetic. How you play, you can gear up, you can set your skills, that is independent from how you look. So you can actually have your characters looking the way you want to, no matter what you're geared up, no matter what your skills are. So if you put on Joe Fixit's outfit, you're going to see Joe Fixit in your cinematics. Yeah, look at that smile. And we know you want to be able to play your way, you want to be able to look your way. So for us, it was important to separate those two. Also important to know, some of these outfits can only be earned by playing the game and accomplishing certain missions, and some of these outfits can only be purchased on our marketplace. So we do have a place if you want to go and invest, like wearing a Hulk t-shirt or whatever else, that's the kind of stuff you can go and buy. But we have both pathways. Now, from the outfits, let's go talk about our progression system. We'll start with gear on this one. As you explore and battle through each mission, hero mission or warzone missions, you get gear that you can earn, unlock, and upgrade. Gear is character-specific and ranges in rarity from common to uncommon, rare, epic, legendary, and even beyond. What you're seeing here is a current version of our gear screen, so it's still pre-alpha software, so it's just work in progress. But gear is where you can actually really start fine-tuning your playstyle. As you get these different perks in the middle of the different pieces of gear, you can actually unlock special traits. These perks can actually affect your defenses, how you can help your partners up with buffs for your team, how you can change your attacks. So it really is one of those chases you can go on and say, I want to fine-tune how my character actually plays uniquely from others. These modifiers directly and, again, specifically react to you as the individual hero. Every hero has their own sets of gear that they can find and unlock. So Tony will find reactors, Widow will find other pieces of gear, and so on. The higher the rarity of the gear, the better the perks. Here's a higher rarity piece of gear that actually has some cooler perks in it, more perks even for that matter. But as you said, beyond legendary, well, you can actually get sets of gear, like Stark Industries gear. And so if a piece of Stark Industries gear plugged into each of your spots, suddenly you get special boosts and incentives because you have a matching set of gear. You can imagine there might be a few Warzone quests there that you can go hunt for. Gear you get by completing missions, challenges, and extremely rare gear can only be found by facing the hardest challenges. And you're going to need to do that because, spoiler alert, when you have a rematch with Taskmaster, he will be geared up and you would need to be geared up to take him on. Or if you've noticed some of our trailers, you might have to fight Abomination a couple times. And when you do that, he's going to be geared up. And so again, you're going to need to level up and gear up to go take on these threats. So from gear, let's go into skills, which is the third way you can customize your heroes. As you acquire skill points by leveling up and gaining experience, you use that to unlock skills, go deeper into each of the skill trees, and this is what gives you new access to new moves and new abilities, again, uniquely per hero. Some of these are classic moves you may have seen in other shows, movies, comic books, whatever. A lot of them are original that we made just for our heroes to be able to play the way we want them to play. Unlocking different skills can change the way each hero plays. You look at this particular panel, you guys played Tony, right? You got Iron Man, you had the repulsors. Did anybody find the missiles which were unlocked in the demo as well? See, you guys didn't try all the buttons. So looking at these three panels, you have repulsors, then lasers, then rockets. You can seamlessly switch between them on the D-pad. You go left and right on the D-pad while you're playing. We happen to have them unlocked, just for some people might find them. But you're actually playing with the repulsors for nice long-range attacks. Then you switch to your rockets, and you can sweep over a number of enemies and launch a barrage. Then switch to your lasers and do a quick melee swipe with the lasers. It's pretty cool. But you get the sense that as you invest deeper into these trees, you can decide how you want to chain those things together on the fly. So you can start playing a little bit differently than other people, depending on how you've invested and where you've invested. Each character also has a set of special attacks we call heroics. You got to see a couple of them, like Tony's Unibeam, when he fires the big chest beam out there, or Hulk when he does his thunderclap and smacks. Those are heroics. The idea that each of those heroics are also in skill trees where you can upgrade them and invest deeper into them so you can, again, customize how you want your heroics to be for your hero. And this is all just an introduction to these systems. There are pieces you may have seen around the outside that we're not talking about yet today, but there's a lot of depth in here that we haven't even gone into, like intrinsics, attributes, deeper systems and menus for customization. So this is just scratching the surface, saying you've got looks, you've got gear, you've got skills, you've got perks. You can just see all of this stuff coming together in what we call our embracing your powers. Because we have 6 unique heroes. They need to look different. Awesome, we get that. They also need to feel different and play different and have their own pathways that they can go down. And each one of these heroes is so unique for us, we want to make sure that we say, hey, there's some that are masters of melee combat. Love it. Others excel at ranged attacks. We have folks that are aerial or ground combat. Then layer in the weapons and the powers and the skills and the perks and everything else. And you get a sense we had to rebuild a new flexible combat system to allow for multiple play styles and for multiple players. So when you're actually flying around as Iron Man, you feel like the flying arsenal he should be. When you play as the Hulk, we want you to feel like that freight train, grabbing and smashing stuff all the way through. I hope you got to grab an enemy and smash him into the ground a few times. When you upgrade Hulk and you grab 2 enemies and then coconut them together, which is awesome. You start grabbing trucks and throwing them at people in the different war zones. It's pretty crazy. Literally weaponizing the environment around you. And getting to play as Kamala, it's one of those things you can tell Hannah and I are very excited about Kamala. But using your incredible polymorph powers where you can actually grab enemies from a distance, you can actually whip them around a level, you can actually embiggen and stomp on them with a giant sneaker. It's pretty badass. This progression system really comes into play because each hero having their own unique moves and then customizations on top of that lets us have a really great combination, particularly in co-op, of how you and I might play together versus other characters in different combinations and sets of stuff. You have all kinds of moves to unlock and master, and then tapping into hero-specific combos. But even going into this, which actually are screen grabs from us playing multiplayer, I like playing Thor. I think Thor's a lot of fun. I play everybody. I love all of the characters, of course. But I like playing Thor like a god of thunder would. He flies. Why wouldn't you want to hover over the battlefield and have area of effect control? You have lots of lightning. You can call down all kinds of storms. So you can actually control the battlefield from the air. There's other people, like Hannah over here, who prefers Thor in a melee context. So she invests her skill points not into recharging heroics, but into melee moves, into bigger fights, into more health, so she can get down in the mix and start causing damage.
Better way.
I don't know if it's the better, it's a different way to play. Would you rather fly or be on the ground? Oh God, what? Screw you guys. So, at the end of the day, you get the sense that we will be able to invest into your heroes. It'll still be Thor. My Thor and her Thor will be slightly different. We'll play differently. We might have different gear, of course. But you can go and play the way you want to play. We want you to have that level of control, but it'll still be Thor. And we want anyone to be able to pick up and play this game. All this stuff we're talking about, that's for the folks like us who want to min-max our builds. We want to get in there deep, and we want to be able to say, this particular gear with these particular skills can give me a certain type of load or build for my hero, because the most love that. This is also a global, worldwide franchise, so we have to let anybody be able to jump in and feel like they can play and have a fun time and feel like they're living out their superhero fantasy. So we've built everything from dynamic scaling difficulties and taking into consideration, and again, that flexible combat system, because we want everyone to feel like a hero. And that's what embracing your powers is about. And all of this is still just a first look into this world. We've had so many questions that we've needed to answer and get details out there, and I hope this helps clear up some of that. We have stuff about characters and missions, more things about AIM to still go into over the next few months. But don't forget, this is just the beginning. Post-launch, we're going to continue to add new heroes and new regions that come with new stories, both hero missions and Warzone missions, at no additional cost. So this is just getting you started with your 6 heroes at the beginning, and then we'll keep building on top of that. Over the next few months, we're going to go into more details on the world, but we're also going to talk about co-op early next year. I'm sure you have 1,000 questions on co-op, like how do we matchmake, and we have different power levels. And if you really desperately have questions, I'll do my best to answer them within the PR guidelines. But if they weren't here, we'd have a different conversation, just saying. But it is one of those things for us, we've got the answers, we really do. We're just kind of breadcrumbing people into the right mindset of all the stuff that we have to get out there information-wise. But for a final glance, we're going to jump into a Quinjet here and go beat up some characters in a few war zones. This is what's next for the Avengers. This is what we mean. We talk about playing an original Avengers story. We talk about playing solo or online with a total of 4 friends. Customizing your Avengers your way. The look, the gear, the skills. That all comes together in how you play together and embracing your powers. As we'd mentioned earlier this year also, If you're a PS4 owner, you get to play the beta first, which we'll have more details on that later. There's also a few other surprises for PlayStation folks down the road. We'll talk about those later. PR. And as a reminder, May 15th, 2020, Xbox One, PS4, Stadia, and PC. We'll pause for some questions. Sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going against the PR. The one question I'm going to ask you about the multiplayer.
Okay.
Is can multiple people be the same hero?
Not in the same mission.
Not in the same mission. Cool.
That one I can answer.
Great.
No's are much easier than yeses. So the way we've built these characters, which you actually get to meet our lead combat designer, Vince Napoli. We'll talk to him in a minute. But it's one of those things that we built this because the Avengers is a team, right? They're a family, a little dysfunctional here and there, but they're a team. So being able to have these characters partner and play off of each other was imperative for us to get that right. So we really want to be able to say, if you're a Hulk, then I'm going to be a Thor, and so on down the mix. So we really want it to be one hero, one player.
Sweet.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
you can play them totally single player. Yes, sir.
You said you're going to add characters after launch. Will you be writing unique story content for those characters?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know, it's insane, right? Yeah. What's wrong with us?
Yeah.
We're fans. We looked at it from this side. If we're players, what would we want? We want more, right? We want free heroes. We want all this cool stuff to come out because this is a world we want to be in for years. So we want to have more regions, more heroes. And all those heroes, they come with more skills and more gear and more outfits. And so there's just a constant growing of stuff to play with on an ongoing basis. Anybody else have? Yes, sir?
So we saw that AIM is probably the main antagonist of this campaign mode.
Yeah, no lie. AIM is definitely diametrically opposed to the Avengers' goals.
So during the course of the game, will there be other, Marvel, comic villains that pop up, kind of like in the Spider-Man game, where you rebirth the Sinister Six every once in a while?
I have no doubt that we'll have some other things for you to fight. Yes, sir?
The tutorial makes a really good first impression. It's, a lot of action. What are the other levels like? Are we expecting something similar, or do you dial it back?
So, I think the best way to answer that is actually looking at what Crystal Dynamics has done, all of our previous stuff, even our most recent stuff in the Tomb Raider trilogy. It's we love telling great stories, and we will have heightened action moments like a Golden Gate Bridge sequence, we'll have more intimate moments with characters, and we'll scale and scope that as we need to, but it's important to tell a great story. Like something Bill Roseman, VP Creative with Marvel Games, we can pretty much do anything we want as long as we have a good reason for it, why. What is the reason that you're doing this? If it's just throwing out to be flashy, well, that doesn't help anybody. It feels hollow. When it has a reason, think of all the things that you just played on Golden Gate Bridge. It actually was the source of Terrigen Mist. That actually is changing Kamala. And then she becomes the one to save the people that actually created her in the first place. This is all arced together in this epic telling of a story. So for us, we have levels that go that size and bigger. You can't tell them. But the idea of, there's things that we can't even begin to tell you guys about, all the way to these more intimate portraits of getting to know these heroes and find out what happened since A-Day, what have they been doing. But it really does run the gamut across the board for whatever's the right thing to tell the right story.
Okay, so there are a lot of cosmetics to unlock, correct?
There are.
So, and are they all just simple skins, or do any of them include different hidden bonuses, I'm a Joe Fix-It. He's supposed to be the Grey Hulk, the smarter, he's supposed to be smarter than the regular Green Hulk, but that, with the Joe Fix-It costume come with new voice lines that aren't just, Hulk smash.
That was a complicated series of questions. I'll put it to you this way. So we want the cosmetics to not be a pay-to-win kind of scenario ever. This is that you want to customize how your character looks. And there are other things than just outfits. We're just talking about the outfits right now for cosmetics. But from a player's perspective, we never want it to feel I need to go spend money to buy a suit that's going to make me better. That becomes a pay-to-win scenario, and we're against that. That is not how we're going to play. So we'd much rather say, what makes sense? If there's an outfit you can earn, maybe that could give you a bonus, but everybody can earn it then. So there are choices we're making every day, quite literally, from feedback and user testing of how do we section that off, but we never have a pay-to-win scenario. We never let, you have more money than this guy, so you're going to go off and buy stuff that's going to upgrade your hero better. That's terrible for us. That's just not fun. We'd much rather say, nope, stuff you're going to buy is the stuff that you can make yourself look beautiful, change your outfits. I want a certain look for my team, but we don't have pay-to-win or paywalls for gameplay ever. No loot boxes. Just saying. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so between the Avengers and Tomb Raider, Crystal Dynamics kind of has built a name reanimating franchises that have, let's say, loud fans.
I hadn't noticed.
How do you...
We never hear from them, I don't know.
How do you go about approaching creating a new vision of a franchise that have such outspoken fan bases?
Well, the benefit is that we've done this before, right? And you're referencing Tomb Raider. You think 2013, when we actually did that, I remember the angst that we got. I mean, we got some very nasty emails in those days. People were like, what are you doing to my Lara Croft? How dare you take her short shorts or her ponytails away? We're like, what? Just trust us. Just give us a moment. Like, really? Give us a few months to kind of breadcrumb you towards what this new vision is and who this character is. And then we suddenly had literally magnitudes more people in this version than we ever had before. Like, oh my gosh, this is a great character. And now it became our favorite Lara Croft. I think it, like, looking at the James Bond movie series as a reference, Sean Connery might be the only Bond for some people. Daniel Craig showed up and like, who's this guy? He looks like a scaredy cat. And like, oh my God, he's the best Bond ever. People are used to certain things, right? They get very accustomed to those things. They want those things. They think that's all they want. And then you give them something that may not be better, but at least different and a different lens on that thing. That's what the important part for us is. It's to never diss anything, but instead say, no, no. We're serious. When we talk about 80 years of Marvel history, we're like, where can we steal the best pieces from comics and TV shows and games and audio and Lego sets and whatever else and say, this is cool. How do we do something in honor of that, in celebration of it, but through the crystal lens? So that's our job, is to make you true believers. Did I answer your question? Felt like I did. All right. You guys want to have some more fun?
Yeah, actually, one more question.
Oh. Icing the pitcher, man. What the? Okay, good.
Sorry.
I'm just, kidding. Just kidding. It's all right.
So Avengers is going to take up all of Crystal Dynamics' attention for a while, or is it going to be... or can we expect some possibly other hidden gems in the future?
Crystal Dynamics, let's put it this way. It took so much of our attention, we had to add another studio, right? Because Crystal Northwest in Bellevue, we opened actually a year ago, August, right? So it's one of those things that this game is massive. Like, just the amount of heroes, the amount of stuff we're doing. We love our Lara Croft and everything we did with that to make these amazing mechanics for her. But now we have things that fly and have lightning powers and can throw hammers and bring them back. Like, what the devil? So it is one of those things that is an amazing opportunity for us. And so we're very focused on making this thing the best thing ever. Now, can we have fun?
Yes.
Okay. So, not only do you get all this cool stuff about how the game works, but we're going to let you play our new hero. So, we're going to put you back in that room in what we call the Harm Room, which is a holographic augmented reality machine. It's basically a simulation where you get to play Kamala Khan. And we're going to let you, with a currently leveled up Kamala, a few of her skills, not all of them, unlocked, where you get to face, for the first time anybody's gotten to play it, some of these bad guys from the AIM villain set. Does that sound like fun?
Oh, yeah.
So, go back there. I'll introduce our lead combat designer, Vince Napoli, to you, and then we can get playing.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio. Just want to say thank you once again for listening. Again, it was a lot of fun recording that presentation, and the game is awesome. Let me tell you, I had a blast playing that game. So I'm definitely going to be talking about more about that with Paris. So stay tuned for that. All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. Remember, join our Discord. Tell us what you think about these episodes I've been releasing during New York Comic Con. Go to Discord.gg/GTR. That's Discord.gg/GTR. You can use a mobile device or computer and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. All right, so thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.